Today, you did more than make history. You created a movement for change. Together, we can and will finally put the interests of our people, all of our people, ahead of the interests of a powerful few.
Nice right there.
Amazing.
That's the newly elected mayor, Lori Lightfoot.
Yes.
Congratulations to her. First time Chicago has ever had an African-American female mayor.
Exactly. And I felt so proud to vote in this election, Ed. You know, being a proud Chicagoan, born and raised. I remember when Harold Washington became the first African-American mayor of Chicago and what a big deal that was. And so I made it by the skin of my teeth to go vote. And then they closed the doors right after me. Mm-hmm. And I had my little son there with me. And I was explaining to him that women are badasses and how amazing this moment is.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
My son knows her name. He says it every day. And
Lori
I love
Lightfoot.
It.
And you know what? It's the first time that we had two front runners that were both African-American female.
Incredible.
And Toni Preckwinkle was very gracious in her defeat. And she did a concession speech last night that I happened to watch on television. It's a little bit of what she had to say.
Not long ago, two African-American women vying for this position would have been unthinkable.
Yes.
And while it may be true that we took different paths to get here, tonight is about the path forward.
That's right. That's right. They took two different paths to get there. But now it's about working together to make Chicago a better city. And it was a lot of aldermen races that went up yesterday, too. My homegirl, Stephanie Coleman, won in the 16th district. She beat the and now
That's
here's
amazing.
A history. She's the youngest alderman.
The youngest alderman.
In the history of the city of Chicago. Not only that, but her mom was alderman of the 16th, right?
Wow.
She beat an incumbent, and it's the first mother and daughter to ever be alderman of the same district. Big up to Stephanie Coleman. And a lot of Latinos, man. We got like 11 to 12 Latinos now in the city council.
Wow, that's
amazing. Which is wonderful.
Yeah, Latinos make up 25% of the right Chicago on. Vote. I learned that yesterday
that
watching
dope.
The news.
That's very dope. I'm so happy my Latino brothers and sisters came out in droves yesterday and voted.
They really did, me included. And it was a big one
Stepped
for
up.
My precinct for aldermen because there's a lot of gentrification in my neighborhood. My neighborhood's predominantly Latino. And so we still don't know who the alderman is going to be of my precinct of the 33rd.
Really?
Ward. Yes. Deb Mel's been the longtime alderman, and it's crazy. So we'll see.
Good. We're going to see. Y'all stick around. We got more of the Ed Love Morning Show coming up.